proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been looking at the 10 occasions when Israel provoked God during their wilderness sojourn. We come now to perhaps the best known of these, namely the incident at the foot of Mount Sinai and the building of the golden calf. More than 2 months had passed since the Israelites departed from Egypt. At that time they arrived at Mount Sinai. God told them in the 19th chapter of Exodus, quote, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself," unquote. God gave them a conditional promise, quote, "If ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation," unquote. On that occasion, God called for Moses to ascend Mount Sinai, where God would bestow upon the lawgiver the statutes and ordinances for the Jewish nation. God forbade the Israelites themselves from following after Moses. Exodus chapter 32 described what happened next. While waiting for Moses to return, the Israelites grew restless. They told Aaron, quote, "Make us gods which shall go before us," unquote. Aaron acceded to that demand. He asked the Jewish people to give them their golden earrings. When they did so, he melted down the gold, engraved the molten metal, and fashioned an idol in the shape of a calf. Aaron even built an altar for the image. When the Israelites saw it, they proclaimed, quote, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt," unquote. It did not take the Israelites long to forget their commitment to God, a vow they made at the foot of Mount Sinai, where they cried out that, quote, "All that the Lord hath spoken we will do," quote. What did the Jewish people do during Moses' absence? As the author of Exodus put it, quote, "The people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play," unquote. Their action enraged God. He told Moses that, quote, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation," unquote. Moses shared God's anger at the Israelites. Nevertheless, he dissuaded God from carrying out his plan. Moses instead asked for God to remember the covenants he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses told God that if God destroyed the Israelites in the wilderness, the Egyptians and other nations might say that God couldn't carry through on his promises. Moses interceded for God on behalf of the sinning Israelites, an intercession that was successful. God forgave the Jewish people. Nonetheless, God said, quote, "I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way," unquote. The episode of the golden calf resulted in a breach between God and his covenant people. Moses had to serve as a mediator between God and the Israelites in order for the Israelites to be forgiven. What can Christians learn from this account? Believers need to remember that God describes himself as a jealous God. In other words, a being who will not tolerate any rival, whether animate or inanimate. Because of who God is, and because of what God has done, a believer owes him all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. As Paul put it in the 12th chapter of Romans, they ought to present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, an offering that Paul described as their reasonable service. God should take first place, and there should be no other gods before him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.